From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Walid Al-Mualalam, Syria's foreign minister, says his country is ready to participate in peace talks with opposition representatives in Geneva.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference.
Al-Mualim met his Chinese counterpart in Beijing Thursday to reach a consensus on how to pursue a political settlement towards peace. The talks could begin as early as January. In a related story, an airstrike near Damascus on Friday killed top rebel commander Zahran Alouch, who led one of the most powerful groups fighting against President Bashar Assad's government. This is widely seen as a significant setback to the anti-Assad rebels, particularly right before negotiations are set to begin. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike was carried out by Russian planes. At least 100 people were killed and many others injured after an explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno in the town of Nui when a gas truck exploded. The fire raged for hours, consuming nearby buildings and engulfing the town in black clouds of billowing smoke. Loyalists of the Islamic State militant group in Afghanistan released a new video Friday showing a massive suicide car bombing on an Afghan security outpost and several other violent acts, including many carried out in neighboring Pakistan. Islamic State, which controls large areas of Iraq and Syria, released a map in January, identifying part of the border area as its province. You're listening to VOA News. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief visit to Pakistan Friday and held talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. It's the first time in 12 years that an Indian prime minister has visited Pakistan, Ayaz Ghul reports.
Pakistan's Foreign Secretary Ezaz Ahmed Chaudhry, who attended the meeting, told reporters the discussions were held in a cordial and positive atmosphere. He said the Indian prime minister telephoned Sharif late Friday morning and expressed his desire to undertake the goodwill visit, and the Pakistani prime minister welcomed the initiative as an important step to bring their rival nations closer.
मुलाकात में अललमूम इस बात का इजहार किया गया.
Chaudhry said the two leaders agreed to carry forward the recently resumed bilateral dialogue process and enhance bilateral contacts and work together to establish good neighborly relations. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Elsewhere in the region, a powerful earthquake struck South Asia Friday night. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the quake measured at magnitude 6.2. It was centered in the Hindu Kush region of Afghanistan. At least 30 people have been reported injured, though that number is likely to rise. In the West Bank, Israeli soldiers have fatally shot a Palestinian woman who, they said, tried to ram them with her car in the village of Silwad. The Associated Press reports the incident happened as Israeli forces were attempting to control a group of rioting Palestinians. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Health Ministry says a 22-year-old Gaza man was killed on Friday in an altercation with Israeli forces near the border fence. Israel blames the Palestinian attacks on incitement. Palestinians say the violence stems from frustration towards Israeli military rule. The Palestinian Authority is hosting Christmas observances in the West Bank town of Bethlehem, but turnout is sparse, as we hear from Robert Berger, who's on the scene in Manger Square.
Celestial sounds and fragrant incense filled the Church of the Nativity during Christmas Mass here in Bethlehem. Nearby, the faithful visited the ancient grotto where tradition says Jesus Christ was born. But Christmas has been overshadowed by 3 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence, so it was a poor turnout this year. But Bethlehem's message remains the same. Despite a gloomy Christmas, hope springs eternal in the little town where it all began for the Christian faith. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.